Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A good time is being had out here. Tyler is struggling, folks. Send him your love, but he's going to make it. He's tough. Texans get a dub. Tyler's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Is that truck in the same spot it was in when you left yesterday?
That is correct, sir. Uber fees last night stacked up a little bit, but it's worth
see,
it.
See, Tyler?
Safe, man.
See,
I
Tyler?
Tell you what's more expensive.
I could have helped you, Tyler. I could have scooped your ass up. All you had to do was hit me up. I could have scooped you up.
He told me when he left he wasn't going to call you.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Is that what y'all talked about at the elevator?
As we were talking at the elevator.
Damn.
He said,
okay.
That's somebody.
That is not
this terrible. This is almost as bad as
not,
that time.
He
this
said
is,
not with those friends. Those friends this, listen, he didn't.
He didn't think I would mesh?
Yeah,
he
didn't.
I don't like that. That's bullcrap, Tyler. I am.
Say versatile. That.
I'm basically like LeBron James of friends. I can fit in any lineup. All right, you need me to be a wingman. I got it. You need me to be the front man. I damn sure got that. You need me to kind of lurk in the weeds, just kind of be that guy, the quiet. I can do it.
You know, I agree with all that.
I'm just saying. So
I'm just saying, man.
Fit.
I forgot.
I'm a friend's Swiss Army knife.
I didn't intentionally not hit you up. I did honestly didn't think it was an actual thing or that you would ever actually come out and hang out and meet up for drinks.
That is completely unfair because I don't
is
have
it?
A track record of never coming out. I have come out with you. I have multiple times gone out with you.
On like a year streak, though.
Well, it could have ended. I could have drove you.
I was blacked out,
you
man.
You didn't have – well, okay, now we're getting to the bottom of it.
Blackout, man.
There would have been no Uber fees. This ain't as bad. I mean, you can't ever say that. It's not as bad as where you left me having to watch the ACC championship game between Louisville and Florida State in the parking lot waiting for you to take me up so we could arrive. To the karaoke party.
Oh, my God. I need all of your thoughts and prayers right now.
Need all of his thoughts and prayers. Well, while we're at it, text in 713-572-4610. What is your college football game of the week? There are many of them. Hit me with that music, Tyler. There it is. Intriguing games this week. This is that week where half the SEC just plays nobodies. I think A&M's got Samford. I got Georgia's got Charlotte or something like that. But there is a big one there. Now that OU, who's now number 8 in the college football poll, they host Missouri. OU is in a position, if they win their final two games, which they will be favored in at home, they should get a spot in the college football playoff. That is a big game. USC in Oregon, a number 15 USC, goes to Autzen Stadium in Eugene to take on Oregon in a 15-7 matchup. Tennessee at Florida. Florida has been tricky this year, right? They beat Texas. They gave Georgia hell. So this will be an interesting one for Tennessee. I want to get to this Michigan-Maryland game. That's not actually the game I'm going to pick, but I do have some thoughts on that. So there's some intriguing games. Someone texted in BYU. They've got a big one this weekend. Who does BYU play? You just said BYU has a big one this weekend that you're looking at.
Is it Utah? I don't know. I don't have BYU schedule memorized.
Anyway, yeah, who does? Is there a game you're looking at? Is it this easy one? Is it the game that you're going to be attending?
Absolutely. I will be attending. I'll be attending the Arkansas Razorbacks, University of Texas Longhorns game Saturday afternoon at 2:30. I will be there with my bride. She is a Longhorn. I am clearly an Arkansas Razorback.
You think this is a game? You think this has a chance to be a game?
I think it's got a real chance to be a game. I'm walking in there with nothing to lose. With Bobby Petrino and Taylen Green, you know, I think there's a chance we could shock the world. Now, we may lose by 40, but I think there's a chance that we could shock the world. All joking aside, you know, when you got Bobby Petrino and you've got Taylen Green, anything can happen. There's a lot of off-script, off-schedule stuff Taylen does, and Bobby's as good as anybody on the ones and twos calling plays in college football. So anything can happen. Now, our defense will probably give up 40-plus. Arch Manning will probably have a great day. I don't know what his numbers look like, what the prop bets are on him. I'd take every single one of them in this particular game. But, look, Texas has got to be perfect, and Texas has got to be dominant the rest of the way if they have a puncher's chance of getting in somehow, some way. I don't think it's going to happen. I'd like to know what the percentages are. I bet it's single digit. They've got to be dominant.
I don't see it, Clint.
What?
That Texas, you said that.
See a three-win team ever getting in?
Not this year. Yeah, I mean, not Texas.
There's a lot of football left to be played, so we'll see. I don't know. I don't know exactly.
They would have great wins. They would have, what, A&M, Vandy, and OU, right? They beat those. Yeah. They'd have those three wins. But there are going to be a lot of teams that have two losses that.
Well, no, it's going to take. I mean,
help. Yeah.
Look, it's going to take chaos at the top, which is not crazy. The last couple of weeks of the season, we'll see. It's clearly a long shot. My point is you're motivating these guys to be perfect and to be dominant, and it starts with Arkansas. They can be dominant over Arkansas, but Arkansas can also walk in there and shock.
I think it definitely has a chance to be a game, just because whenever you're dealing with a team that can score, it's always, and Arkansas can score. Like, Arkansas's got some losses in the 30s and 40s, don't they?
Absolutely.
This year? So like, that's like, if you're dealing with a team that struggles to score, you feel a little bit better. But you got a team where, like, hey man, it's not out of the and Texas defense is really, really good. It's not out of the equation that we're sitting here in the third quarter and they got 28 points.
Yeah. No, it could happen. I'm not betting on it, but it could happen. So that's the game I'm looking at right there. I win either way, because my bride's going to leave happy or I'm going to leave happy. One of us is going to be smiling on the way home.
When this happens, because I do want to get – when this happens, if Texas wins, does she talk trash?
No.
And if Arkansas wins, do you – I know you don't. I know you just sit there.
Her and I are a lot alike when it comes to responding to wins and – success.
Yes, a.
Just keep it moving, baby. Act like you've been there before.
You've been there.
But yeah, to be honest with you, though, since we've been together and we've been married, we've attended several Texas games, and I'll be honest with you, my winning percentage is pretty high. So, you know, I don't know. It starts January 1, 2000, when I personally put a foot in that ass.
And
when we announced that we were pregnant with our first little girl, I was on the sideline in Arkansas, Texas, and boy, Texas really stomped the mud hole in them right there. I mean, Arkansas really stomped the mud hole in them right there. So,
all right, I want to get to my game. My game is USC Oregon, but I want to start with Michigan Maryland, because you brought this up with Texas. Now, I don't think it's realistic with Texas, but I do think what you're talking about is realistic with Michigan. If Michigan beats Ohio State at home, if Michigan beats Maryland and they get to 9-2, and they beat Ohio State at home, they got one Big Ten loss. You talked about Texas and that brand. We know Michigan has a pretty large brand too. If Michigan, who would then jump Ohio State to play in the Big Ten title game, if Michigan is sitting there at, what would they be, 10-2 with a win over Ohio State, does that team get kept out?
Well, they wouldn't jump into the title game, would they?
Well, I mean, they would have one loss with Ohio. They would jump Ohio State in the title game. They would both have one loss in the Big Ten. Mm. And they could potentially play for it. Or I know Indiana has one loss, and I think Oregon, if Oregon were to go on and win, maybe that gets in their way. But they would be – 10-2 with a win over number one Ohio State. Who keeps them out? They're not having a lot of conversation. They're sitting at 18 right now. But if in the next 2 weeks they beat number one Ohio State,
there's a lot of two-loss football teams right now.
Nobody would have a better win than that.
There's right now there's four or five two-loss football teams that are in. It's not crazy to think that two or three or four of those teams end up with three losses.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's not crazy. Yeah, no. And a three-loss team gets in.
Yeah.
Or maybe. An 18 jumps from 18 to 12.
Yeah, and it's Michigan. Like, if Michigan – and they got Ohio State at home. I don't think they're going to do it. But if Michigan – if Underwood went crazy or something against Michigan or against Ohio State, and they're 10-2 with a win over number one Ohio State, I find it hard for them to be potentially left out. But this is a big one to me for USC. And Oregon. USC, Oregon, this is a big one. USC could then take a big step. I don't know how good Oregon is, to be honest with you. They lost at home to Indiana. We thought the Penn State win was a big win until we found out who Penn State was. So I'm not real sure how good Oregon is, but they've been sitting there at that seventh spot. They almost lost to Iowa a couple weeks back. So this will be a big game, and obviously Lincoln Riley – this is a huge game for him because he can get into the playoff race if they get a dub. So I think that may be the game of the weekend in the Big Ten, USC and Oregon, which are really Pac-12 teams.